Top of the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
How's your weekend, buddy?
Good.
Mine was good, too. Pretty low-key. Got some stuff done I didn't want to get done. But I was very sad, not shocked, but definitely sad to see Mike Ilitch pass away after our show on, or at least it was announced after our show on Friday. And then I was sad to see the Red Wings couldn't pull a victory together on his behalf.
In either game.
In either game, yes, this is true. But nobody is surprised that Mike Ilitch passed away, but he's one of the great sports owners, of course. I think more importantly, though, if you go and read the article I posted about him, he did so many good things.
Yeah, I saw something that showed Detroit without the I in it. So we just lost the I in Detroit for Ilitch.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Heartfelt, definitely. Very good article if you get a chance. It's up on our Facebook page.
So does his son take over everything?
I did not. I did read that. I don't know. And a lot of people are asking, you know, does this mean fire sale for Red Wings and Tigers?
Or the opposite?
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering. I think it might be for the Red Wings. But the Tigers, I think they're... You know, it's a big day today, too, by the way, since you brought up the Tigers.
It is a big day, isn't it, for you?
It's a harbinger of spring, baby. Pitchers and catchers report today. It's officially the start of spring, in my mind. So... There's a couple things we could talk about with the Tigers. Do you want to save that, or do you want to just go right into it?
Go right into it. You started it, so.
Fine. Do that. Was doing a little research on their roster. Three names that you do know that I want to keep an eye on. Zimmerman and his arm. We'll see how he comes along this year. Nick Castellanos, his left hand. He was out a big chunk of last year. Both reportedly at 100%. And then Victor Martinez. Basically, keep an eye on his whole body as he deteriorates, getting older. He had a knee injury last year and then not even a sports hernia, an umbilical hernia that apparently now he's 100%. So, but he's getting up there. But those are the kind of guys that if they can find a way to stay healthy can have an unbelievable year this late in their career. You've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Speaking of elder statesmen, Ryan Braun hasn't been moved at all. He's still on the Brewers. He could still be productive at his age.
Is there any other news?
Nothing
out of Milwaukee.
No, nothing really.
Well,
we have to have something start. I'm already in football depression.
I know.
Like yesterday was like, it's Sunday. Oh.
Well, what am I supposed to be doing?
I work till 4:30 now because I usually just left at 12.
Right,
you know,
right.
Get home and get ready for football. But The Walking Dead is back, so.
Oh God. Whatever. So do you want to talk about the Red Wings now, or do you...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it over with.
All right, let's get it over. After losing on... Actually, they lost all their road trip games. Let's just... They just lost all of them.
Well, I mean, since we've talked last, they only lost two games.
Well,
they
yes.
lost to Columbus, which with, what,
they could have won
3 seconds to go, they hit the pipe?
Yeah. Not 3 seconds, 3/10 of a second.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was like two seconds on the clock in the faceoff, and I mean,
yeah.
It was...
Well, that's what I meant.
Rung
at the
faceoff
was 2.9 or something, and yeah, that was pretty cool. I thought they were going to pull at least.
That
would have been
depressing,
so cool
though.
If that would have went in.
Oh, it would have been kind of an, I don't know, tip of the hat to Mike Ilitch, so to speak. I don't know. And then on Sunday, they end up losing to the top team in the West. That's what I was trying to think of, not Montreal. Remember, I kept saying Montreal.
Yeah,
it wasn't Montreal. They were ending their road trip on. It was Minnesota, who is the Western Conference leading team.
Yes.
And they ended up losing 6-3, putting 30 shots up on against Crow. Minnesota.
Oh, they put up 30
shots.
No, Crow
only got 23 on him.
Yeah, Crow didn't
lost
6-3.
Well. Is what it is. I mean, he's a young goaltender. It's not going to happen this year. And I really, really, I'm starting to wonder what the course of action should be. And quite frankly, I'm starting to really wonder about Ken Holland, too. Because if you really look at his record since the change in a salary cap and free agency, not necessarily free agency, but definitely salary cap, he's underperformed. He really has. So I'm not so sure this is a Blashill issue. I really don't think so.
They now have the worst record in the East. The worst record.
Yeah.
10 points out of the last playoff spot, who now is Boston, who have not lost a game since they got a new coach. Is there a correlation there, you think? Or
maybe.
They haven't lost a game with their new coach.
Well, Coach Blashill did say he thought they did a lot of really good things when they were 5-on-5 full strength. It was when they were on their penalty kill and
power play.
Power
but
play.
They did score 3 power play goals in 3 games straight.
Yes.
So there's a little hope.
They really didn't like the power. The
their
penalty
percentage
kill.
Definitely went up.
But everything I read said the same thing. They played really good head to head, but when it was odd man situations, they did not do well. Made lots of mistakes. So. Detroit returns home to face the St. Louis Blues on Wednesday.
You're not going
to
say anything about Nyquist?
Oh, we're getting there.
Oh, okay.
He's going to get a big suspension.
I have not seen it. I didn't watch that part of the game.
Oh, it was pretty bad.
He's having an in-person hearing with the NHL Department of Player Safety.
Spearing, by the way, is what it was. I thought it was going to be a high stick, but they called it spearing. Dangerous spearing on Jared Spurgeon. And, he didn't get called for it during the game,
He didn't get kicked out of the game, either. You got a double minor.
Oh, he did. Yes, I'm sorry. He didn't get kicked out, is what I meant.
Yeah.
He didn't get a game misconduct.
I don't know. A lot of people have told me that it doesn't look like he did it on purpose.
I don't know, man. It looked like he was swinging right at his face, in my opinion.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to watch the replay on that and give you my judgment tomorrow.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and finish with the NHL and some other
another hot
tidbits.
Goaltender we need to talk about.
Yep. I'm kind of anxious to talk about it, too.
Yeah.
Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half. And we got to talk about some hot goaltending, my friend.
Yes, we do.
Did you hear that King Henrik Lundqvist reached 400? What did you think I was talking about? Your look on your face is a little funny.
Maybe the NMU goaltender?
Oh, hey, Tolvanen? Oh, we could talk about that, too.
Oh, I'm glad you said his name first.
Why didn't I think
Isn't
of that?
Alte?
No.
Alte? Oh, whatever.
No. But what would you like to say about this? This is remarkable.
5 straight shutouts, ties an NCAA record, going for the record next game. They have 3
he
straight sweeps.
Set the WCHA record.
Yes, 3 straight sweeps. I mean, albeit they played against not the best competition, but some of the worst teams in the league. But it doesn't matter. 48 saves on Saturday for his 5th straight. 48. Didn't he have 42 on Friday, too?
They're unbeaten in their past 9 games, by the way. They're 7-0-2.
That's pretty good.
They're hot.
They're the hottest team in the country. Right here. So, people, go to the game.
Well, they have to travel to Minnesota State this weekend.
And I guess they're really good.
Are they? I don't know.
I haven't seen the national
I'm a very rankings. Casual Wildcats hockey fan. But you can't help but take notice of this.
No.
That's remarkable.
It's unbelievable.
So
we'll
back to my...
Go ahead. See if you can do it Friday.
I really
Break
hope
the they, record.
That would be amazing. So to complete my thought about Henrik Lundqvist, 32 saves in his 400th career win. There's only 2 other goaltenders that have accomplished this, by the way, in the NHL.
Patrick Waugh.
Nope.
No?
Keep guessing.
I don't have time.
I'll tell you one. Tony Esposito for the Blackhawks.
Okay.
And then Martin Brodeur.
Oh, yeah.
For the Devils.
Where was Patrick Waugh? Isn't he up there pretty far?
I don't know. He's only the 3rd goaltender. No, I'm sorry. 3rd goaltender to get 400 wins with a single franchise. So you could be right about Patrick Waugh.
Oh, you're just reading
I don't have the list. 12th goaltender in NHL 400 win history.
Okay.
But other goaltenders all played with different teams. Anyway, I'm pretty excited about pitchers and catchers today, if you can't tell.
Yeah,
giddy about
I see that. And did you watch any of the golf this weekend?
No.
That program is great. Bill Murray was awesome in that. It was funny. And you know who stole the show? It was Justin Timberlake. He chipped in two holes in a row. Justin
really?
Timberlake, yeah. Jordan Spieth won by four shots. But it was funny to watch. I mean, the you know, the pros playing with all these celebrities.
And the celebs were actually contributing.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have handicaps, and I don't even see who won that part of it. But and then we have a little bit of big NFL news. The Giants have released Victor Cruz.
I did see that. That was not unexpected, though.
And Rashad Jennings, their starting running back, was never very good anyway.
No.
But
do you
Victor
think
Cruz,
Victor
after
Cruz...
all, he'll play, and he'll be a big contributor somewhere.
You think so?
Yes, I do. I mean, he came off a knee surgery. He wasn't 100%, but he'll be faster and better next year.
You don't think that the Packers might be interested in this guy?
But why do we need another receiver? We don't need a receiver. The Lions might need a receiver.
Okay.
We need secondary. We don't need receivers. We have enough of those.
Okay.
He'll be a Lion next year. You watch.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow. Godspeed, Mike Ilitch.